Eric Van Cise is looking at a very big picture. He questions why public schools have been placed in jeopardy, both by funding cuts and political pressure.
To me, public education is a cornerstone of our country. When I think of the actual wealth that we have in the United States, when we look at budgets and dollars spent, really, to be honest, to me, there's no excuse that public education is scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Van Cise is not running as a critic. Last year, the school board began the budget cycle looking at a deficit of over $1 million. Balancing the budget took compromises, cuts, and some hard lobbying. Van Cise says he paid attention.
I've admired what the board and the administration, I watched what they did last year, and it was just incredible how much time and energy those people dedicated just to secure what they could.
More cuts are likely on the way next year and will probably affect extracurricular activities first. Van Cise has been the high school soccer coach for the last 3 years. He coached for 6 years before that at Blatchley, and he's been involved for at least 10 years in the community school's indoor soccer program. He knows activities are critical to the education of students, but if the legislature makes good on threats to reduce funding next year, Sitka's schools may have to revisit their mission.
What are we trying to prepare them for? What kind of core foundation do those kids need to, you know, when they graduate from school, whether they stay here or go other places, to be able to be successful out there in the world? And if that means it's the core subjects, math, science, writing, English, history, and those things, if that's where it gets down to the bare bones, then we need to make sure that those things are absolutely funded and adequately staffed.
And that foundation, according to Van Cise, is more than just academics.
Sitka School is one of the few schools in the nation that went the other direction. They actually expanded their vocational education facilities, where many schools across the country are shutting them down. And I see that as a critical component as far as preparing our kids out there for future livelihoods and contributing to society.
Van Cise believes in contributing personally to schools. He's been an active parent of his two boys, one of whom just graduated from Sitka High, and another who's a sophomore. He's never seen himself as a replacement for a teacher, but he's stepped up to help organize activities like soccer rather than see them not happen. He hopes other Sitkans feel the same way as the district struggles with budget issues next year.
We need to collectively, along with our concern, promote ideas. What can we do? You know, say this isn't going to be funded. What are our options? What can we do?
The hot-button political issue this season is the adoption of new Alaska education standards. The new standards have generated several opposing constituencies: those who object to the new testing, those who are suspicious of their origins, and those who resent the intrusion of top-down educational principles into local schools. Van Cise, again, is looking at a big picture.
We need to have a type of curriculum that if kids do travel to another state or they're going somewhere else, something that easily blends from state to state, town to town. And I know it brings in a new testing standard, new curriculum. We have kids that are struggling academically. I want to make sure that Alaska standards are fitting their needs. And absolutely, it needs to be something that the teachers, the ones working in the trench, the ones that are actually putting what we say we want done or what gets mandated, you know, they're the ones who have to really do the finished product. How's it working for them?
Van Cise left Search when it closed its emergency medical technician program last fall. Now he works for the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association as a trainer. There's a web of regulations around this work that sometimes seems counterproductive, but the bottom line is about keeping people safe. Van Cise sees something similar in schools.
We can sometimes get caught up in a political bubble or a local small community bubble, and we really need to be concerned about those and do what we can. But at the same time, I feel there's an equal obligation as a public school entity to prepare our students for when they go off into life.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.